Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 503 and is sponsored by The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, and Knit Companion. This week's segments include On the Needles,
Events,
In Stitches,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
a review,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. How's it going this week, Mom?
It's going lovely. How are you?
I am pretty terrific.
Good.
I have made some progress on some things.
What have you made progress on?
I worked on the heel of my plastic pony socks. The yarn is from Asphalt Flickin' Designs on Etsy. And it is definitely the season to be working on socks because...
They're so Halloween-y.
Oh, this is the other thing. Spoiler alert, I just pulled out some knitting so that I could knit while we record. So the plastic pony ones are old jasmine hair pink and new jasmine hair turquoise. Mm-hmm. So they look like a My Little Pony.
Okay.
And I've been working on those for... I started those during the Sock School 2017. So they've been on the needles for a year and change, which seems to be about average for the time being, but I am changing the average, improving the average.
Mm-hmm.
So those I worked on before because I had them on the needles and I could grab them and go, and I already had the center heel stitches established.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to count. So these I'm doing in the...
For what?
This is the Vanilla is the New Planet. The New Planet. Vanilla is the New Black Socks by Anna Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Fletcher?
I don't know.
We'll link to it along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Anyway, these are the ones with a super cool heel flap detail. And you build the heel flap in as you go. And you also build the instep stitches. And it's just brilliant engineering. And they are... so potato chippy to knit.
And no instep stitches to pick up. No gusset to pick up.
No gusset to pick up. No gusset to decrease. You just knit the heel stitches. Now, this I cannot knit in the dark. Not that I'm going anywhere where I'm sitting in the dark, but I can't knit these in the dark where I can...
Why
I
not?
Because I can't see what I'm doing. I can't see if I have... There's an alternating row pattern, just like...
Every other row.
Like every other heel in the universe that's done as you go, even in heel flaps. But you have to see if it's a pattern row or if it's a plain row.
Mm-hmm.
And that I can't do in the dark. I mean, I probably could, but I don't want to. Anyway, so I worked on those. And then I mentioned that I finished my Creepy Crawly socks from Knit Mona, who is no longer dying yarn.
That's
she herself
so sad.
Is in. You know what? I think it's great when people do something that they enjoy, and then when they stop enjoying it, they do something else, especially when it's in a creative field.
Right.
Could you imagine doing this? Doing this? Could you imagine podcasting if we were like, I guess we're podcasting today.
That'll be an interesting show.
Could you imagine how boring that would be? Don't imagine that. Keep listening. We're excited about doing this.
Okay.
So on one hand, I'm sad that she's not doing this anymore, but there are so many other dyers that are. There will always be yarn. And if there's no yarn, there will be fleece. And if there's no fleece, I don't know where to go with that. But anyway, so I finished the Creepy Crawly socks, and I immediately cast on another pair of Vanilla's the New Black socks.
Yes, because your needles get cold.
They do get cold. And this is the Don't Go in the Shower colorway. This is a self-striping yarn from White Birch Fiber Arts, which I believe is blacklight reactive. I have to go fish our blacklight out of our hall closet so I can test this. And if I do, I will share the results because it just
can you
so
take
cool.
a picture of it, though?
I'm kind of hoping to do a video so you can see it go from regular light to blacklight. So I might come and hijack. Here's the problem. I need to do it when it's dark enough to turn out the lights so you can see it on the blacklight. Our garage used to be the place to do that because it was as dark as a tomb. But now, since we put in the window, it's beautifully well lit all day long and into the evening until it's late enough to take pictures. Now, the problem is I keep falling asleep. I sit down to have a snack, and I unceremoniously fall asleep on our couch. So I'm hoping to do a fun little loopy video-y thing for Instagram and social media. So.
It's a lofty goal.
I've got dreams, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm really excited to be working on these. They are so much fun. They're already at the heel detail, the heel flap, the heel...
Gusset.
Whatever this is, right? And I'm enjoying it so much. Like, I have ripped through this sock. I also had a couple of meetings this week that I was knitting through, so that doesn't hurt. But these are so fun. Oh, I should talk about what these look like.
Yeah.
This is a podcast. They are like a charcoal gray / black with hot orange and violet paint. Like, this
neon
is
neon orange.
Neon orange and somewhere between hot pink and hot purple.
Magenta, I would
neon
say.
Neon purple. Somewhere in between. But it's so fun. And I should pull out my clear Converse and take a picture of my creepy crawly socks on my tootsies. So that everyone can see how cool my finished socks are. I'm really excited. It's good to feel good about this. Also, if you are a designer and you want to contribute to the Operation Sock Drawer inspired book that we are working on with Interweave / FNW, you should. I believe that submissions are closing really soon. So we will link to that along with everything else we've talked about in the show notes. And even if you think just maybe this might be a good fit for you, definitely submit, because I'm excited to see what we've got coming for our future sock drawers. What else have you got on the needles?
Well, I've been knitting Vanilla is the New Black socks too. And I finished the pair in Peyton's Croy in the Sunset Stripe colorway. And then I started a new one in the Sunburst Stripe. Mm-hmm. And then I started a pair in Mexicolor stripes, and I'm ready to turn the heels. And what I want to do for that, I want to take yarn from the other end of the skein, so my stripe sequence doesn't get
disrupted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Gemma's socks are done.
Cool.
And I had empty needles, so I cast
Wait. You're doing Vanilla is the New Black socks, though.
Yeah.
So how are you going to do that with a contrasting heel without doing intarsia?
I'm not doing intarsia. I'm going to do the short row part.
Oh, the under the heel part.
Yeah.
Got it. Check.
Okay. And so now I'm working on a pair in turquoise stripes.
For me?
For you.
I am excited.
Yes. So what else are you working on?
I am still beating the fringe on the secret project that I'm doing for a young friend, and I'm about halfway done now. I put on, you know what's a great show to knit to that just makes you feel good is The Good Place. I've been watching it on, I think it's Netflix, and I'm really enjoying it. So I plowed through. I'm almost done with one of the sides completely. And the reason I'm saying it's about half done is because Mom started doing beating the fringe on the other side. Mm-hmm. So when I looked at it, it was further than I thought it was, which is always a bonus. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted to get it to them before. They had a birthday this last week, and I wanted to get it to them before that. But you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a good job. I'm going to finish it nicely. And when they get it, they get it. And they'll still love it. And it's still going to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making slow progress on it, but progress.
Okay.
But I will tell you, I pulled it out of the bag to work on it yesterday, and anytime I have misgivings about doing this, because it is kind of a huge thing where I'm like, oh, I make terrible choices, because this is a lot of work. And I did the math for everyone earlier where I said it's 300 beads and 600 knots.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I do them quickly, which I'm going at a good clip, it still takes time.
Well, yeah.
So I pulled it out of the bag, and the beads, I'm using these iridescent clear beads because they pick up the colors in the weaving. And I pulled it out of the bag, and they were so pretty. Like, just pulling it out of the bag.
And did it make you happy?
It did make me happy. Good. I was like, you know what? This is totally worth it. Because when you're slogging, and I hate to be like, I was slogging through this project. But, like, friends, 300 beads, 600 knots. At a certain point, the joy somewhat leaves, you know?
You needed to have cake.
I did. Cupcakes with it. I did. I should have had. We have them in the fridge. I should have gotten off the couch and got myself one.
Yeah.
But I will do that tonight. But it was just one of those things where while you're in the middle of it, you're like, did I just hamstring myself? Did I make a good choice here about this? Is this a good design thing? Is this? And the answer is yes. I'm mm-hmm. feeling really good about it. I want, when I make, in the rare occasion that I do make something for somebody else, I do want them to feel
special.
Special. And I want it to be the best thing I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm so stinking excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for the recipient to get it in their hands. And I'll take pictures of it so that once they've been gifted it, I can post them on all the podcast things and make it public without having to block my friend.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that feels kind of terrible. I'm making yes. you this thing. I'm blocking you. So anyway, I'm excited and it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if while I'm working on it, it's kind of a drag.
And it's not a Christmas gift.
It's not. So we should remind people to finish your holiday knitting before December 1st, because we're going to kick off the Grinch along for this year then. So this gives you a month and change to finish your holiday knitting so you can participate in our Grinch along. And also it's good to have your stuff done a little bit early.
That's always good.
I have some plans with Mom about the Grinch along bags for this year, but we haven't firmed anything up. So what else are you excited about working on?
The pearl break edge. It's getting close, and it feels like I'm playing chicken with it.
Bagok.
Bagok. And it needs 16 garter ridges. I've done 12.
Still? I feel like you were on 12 last week.
I was on 11 last week.
Ah.
Yeah, see how much work I've done? It's a gazillion stitches. And I told you I needed to weigh my yarn.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am going to weigh it, then knit a row. And that will tell me
how much
is left
mm-hmm.
and how much I've used.
Mm-hmm.
And that will tell me if I have enough for more rows.
So you need to weigh it after every row.
Yes.
Okay. There's math.
Yes.
I love you.
There's a little bit of math.
You know what else I love?
What?
Math.
So yes, 12 out of 16 rows done.
Cool.
And you know, if it's two less.
Only all of our podcast listeners will know.
Yeah. So what else have you been up to?
That's it for me. I'm busy. I'm in the throes of Winebeck already. And Winebeck, for those of you who are not familiar with the hashtag, is for those who are not attending the New York Sheep and Wool Festival, which is known as Rhinebeck, where you complained about not going to Rhinebeck this year. And I've decided to just revel in my Winebeck. So I'm going to work on stuff this weekend from vendors who are going to Rhinebeck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if I can find something apple cider donut adjacent.
That feels kind of like rubbing salt in your wounds.
No, because so I have friends who are going, and one of the vendors who I like to shop with was, several of the vendors were posting, and I was telling my friends, I was like, well, I've got a Rhinebeck wish list. Okay. Someone wants to mule yarn for me. And in all seriousness, none of this is stuff I can't order when mm-hmm. they get back from the show. And it'll be fine. It's stuff I can order after the show. Even if I couldn't order it after the show, I have plenty of things. That's beautiful. Mom just showed me her knitting. So I was talking and one of my friends was like, well, what do you want? I'll pick it up for you. And I said, well, you know, I don't know if it's that I specifically want this one thing, because it was a one Rhinebeck specific
thing.
You
want to go there.
I want a piece of Rhinebeck.
Yes.
I think that's it. And that's, I will be excited to go the next time we go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're not. So Rhinebeck it is, though I am hoping to drop this episode a little bit earlier, because I'm excited about Rhinebeck, and that way those of you who are going have some listening, and it's all queued up and ready to go, and it's ready the day before you have to go. So anyway, that's the hope. So
okay.
Tell me about what you're working on. I'm just whining.
The vitamin D sweater. This is for my hashtag ChooseYourOwnAdventureCal. And so I had done the top of the yoke and the two sleeves. And then there is a short row part. And I missed something and I messed up the short rows. So I pulled it all the way back.
Mm.
Yeah, that was not good. So what I've learned, I put in a lifeline before I started the short rows. And then every time I did a wrap and turn, I put in a stitch marker, one of those
clippy ones.
So I know exactly how far I need to go and I don't overshoot it and make a mess of my stitches. I think that actually was a very excellent use of stitch markers.
Mm-hmm.
And not stuff that gets stuck in them, but stuff I can take out easily. Yeah,
definitely. So, I love those little stitch markers.
Yeah, so second lifeline. And between the lifeline and the stitch markers, the rest should go easier, despite the fact that there are more stitches.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. What else are you working on?
That's it. I have not been knitting very much this week. I've been beading indefinitely or interminably,
mm-hmm.
and falling asleep, alternating. Though I am so stoked. Do you know how great it is to knit socks? I'm finding my love of sock knitting again, which is, well, we've hit 500 episodes. This is where we start again from the beginning, right?
Okay.
Like, this is where we're behind and rewind and we go back to how we were when we started? No, yes. I kid, but seriously, I'm finding that they're great to just grab and go.
Exactly.
Sorry, it just feels so silly. Like, this is stuff we already know.
We talked about that a lot in the first 100 episodes.
Yeah, Mom is going back to listen for some stuff. We're doing some organizational things, and Mom is going back and re-listening. And we've changed a bit in 500 episodes. So, tell me more about your knitting.
Well, not knitting so much, but remember when I was knitting the Ribicardi?
I do.
And I finished knitting the Ribicardi, and then I needed to put facings on the front, and that got done. And I blocked it. And what is the next step?
Sewing it together?
Exactly.
Or letting it sit in a bag for 10 years?
I've gotten one shoulder seam done, and the second one is half done, and the way I'm doing it is I'm starting it with a good long end,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not weaving in ends at this time. I'm just letting them hang.
Mm-hmm.
So if something needs to be changed, that's fine.
Okay.
So
it sounds like we've come to the end of the segment.
We have.
Let's move on. And now a word from our sponsors. Dreaming of fall sweater weather? Infinite Twist has you covered with Dyer's Choice sweater quantities. Each yarn pack includes 1,800 yards of hand-dyed 6-ply merino in a one-of-a-kind color for $98, and shipping is free. Colors are not repeatable, and when they're gone, they're gone. Check out the colors currently available at infinitetwist.com. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What events are we participating in and attending in the near future?
Well, I just attended PIQF at the Santa Clara Convention Center, and that was lovely.
Are you going to talk about that in the sewing segment?
Okay. So, but I went there, and so that is off our calendar. May 1st, the hashtag Choose Your Own Adventure Cal started, where we knit sweaters at our own pace.
Can I tell you how excited I am about what we're reviewing today?
Yes.
It is a perfect fit for re-engaging my enthusiasm about our Cal.
I like it when things come together.
Me
like
too.
That.
I do.
So, the next thing is Stitches West, which runs from February 21st to 24th, 2019, in the Santa Clara Convention Center. Come one, come all. And you have Stitches West registration on the calendar. Can you talk about that?
We linked to it in the show notes last week, so it's in the show notes for this week too.
Okay, so that's
I believe our event. Registration is open. It doesn't close for a while. So, register for classes and stuff.
They're fun.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Let's move on to the next segment. Mom, what has you in stitches this week?
Ha! I wore something knitted. I wore my blue hat with the waves.
Mm-hmm.
And that was wonderful. And this isn't really knitting, but I put my quilt on the bed and slept under it.
That you made?
That I made. Yes. I think that idea was conceived under a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Cal King quilt that I quilted.
It's the one that everyone tries to steal.
Yes.
Myself included.
So, yeah.
It is a beautiful quilt. So, I would never put stickers on things to claim. You know how when sometimes family members go through and look at older family member stuff, and the older family members are usually like, mark what you want,
mm-hmm.
and they put like their sticker on it.
Mm-hmm.
When Andrew was dealing with his parents' estate stuff, the siblings put stickers on what they wanted, and there's five siblings. So there was a different color for each family member, and then however many people wanted it could sort it out, and if only one person wanted it, they got to take it.
Okay.
So that is a long way of saying I have not put a sticker to claim the quilt. But it's not that I haven't been tempted to. Also, Andrew just said if we put it in a high closet, you can't reach it in our house. Which I thought was pretty devious of him. But anyway, I've been wearing my hand-spun Ribby Cardi. I have been wearing my Resistance hat. And I wore my Grey Haven hat today because it was by the door and it matched what I was wearing. And I just grabbed it and I got the most lovely compliment from one of the moms at school.
Excellent. What did the kids wear?
Genevieve wore her Olivia hat,
mm-hmm.
her Hearthstone pullover, and then she wore the All You Need Is hat a different day,
mm-hmm.
and then she wore the Elsa gloves. So they're not quite too small yet, but it looks like they're starting to get there.
Good thing you know how to make her a bigger pair.
Thanks, Mom. Super helpful. Okay. All right, let's move on.
How about Rex?
Rex hasn't worn anything this week.
Okay.
He's still holding out for the dinosaur sweater, so I need to go dig through my stash for some dinosaur green yarn and some gold for the spikes because I am crocheting the sweater that he wants. I sound delighted, don't I? Delighted.
You know what? You can...
It'll make good podcast content. And if he loves
that
it,
too.
He'll love it. All right. Should we move on to the next segment?
Let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Every hobby needs organization. Every project needs a place. Erin Lane Bags helps you turn your fiber pastime into neat and organized endeavor. Our project bags, totes, and needle and notions organizers are everything you need to keep your fiber arts from fraying. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
For Mother Knows Best, we're going to continue our civic engagement series. Jasmine Lovey, what are we talking about today?
So we're 3 weeks out from the election, from the November election. So I think that's where we'll probably do a wrap the week of the election
mm-hmm.
on this. But until then, this week we are going to talk about voting with your dollars and how to check that the companies that you shop with share your values. And this is an important one because, like we've said before, just because you don't want politics in your knitting doesn't keep it out of your knitting, right?
That's right.
You don't want the companies that you support to actively try to influence legislation that may hurt families like yours. So one way of doing that, this is sort of involved and kind of tedious, but you do it once and then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Or you do it a few times and you figure out. There's like five companies I shop with regularly now,
mm-hmm.
and because I've checked them out and their values align with ours, I'm good. I go to them first for stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then if I need something else, I do the research, right?
Yep.
So this starts by looking up who owns the company, looking up the owner's names, and you can usually do that by putting in the company's name and then putting in owner. So I'm not going to give any. Lisa Souza Dye Works. Okay. Owner. Lisa Souza.
Okay.
I'm trying not to give, like, spread yeah. people's information on the internet. But for example, Lisa Souza is the owner at Lisa Souza Dye Works.
Mm-hmm.
And from there.
This is all information people can find out.
This is all
anyway.
Publicly available information. I'm not being. Do not dox people. Just do some light Googling. So then from there, I usually start at opensecrets.org and I look at their donor lookup. and I put the name in, and if they've donated to a political party or a political candidate, it'll come up, and you can look up where that candidate stands if you're not familiar with them, if it's from a different area than you're from. From there, if that doesn't yield results, you can check their Twitter feed, look at what they tweet, look at what they like, look at what they retweet. It usually doesn't take a lot of digging to find something that either aligns with what you believe or does not align with what you believe. Check their public Facebook or Instagram feeds. And this is one that I got from Kate from Conversations from Our Days, which, by the way, is a fantastic podcast, and you should absolutely listen. The subject matter is challenging, but it's incredibly enlightening. I really love hearing all the perspectives she brings to her to the microphone. But she suggested, when I said, well, where do you start? Because she is a vocal advocate for intersectional rights, support, etc., right? And she said, just ask them. Say, here are my values. These are, I choose to do business with people that are aligned with my values. What are your values? And she has been pleasantly surprised where people are, they're all in. We are absolutely 100% in support of this. Here you go. So, you have an app on your phone.
I do.
So this is for companies that are like small businesses. What have you got?
Goods Unite Us, and I haven't tried it out, but it gives...
tells you where the money comes from and who the companies you're shopping with support, and it's big places like Target and Walmart and Amazon and places like that where they where you can take a quiz where it says, like, where do you buy this thing? Do you buy this brand or this brand or this brand? And it tells you who owns them, because sometimes it's kind of hard to figure that out.
So I'm looking at a...
one item.
A brand.
Yes.
And they're 50-50 distributed between the political parties. And the combined contribution level is very high. And the goods store is kind of negative. And I need to find out why.
But it gives you a good start. And we'll link to the app in the show notes. It's called Goods Unite Us. And it was something I learned about on Facebook from a friend. And the quiz takes, I think, maybe 10 or 15 minutes tops. I did it when I was nap trapped. For those of you who are not familiar with the term, it is when someone is sleeping on top of you and you can't go anywhere.
While they are taking a nap.
Yes, you are nap trapped. So that is a great way of making sure that and if you don't like their positions, you can tell them. You can contact the leadership, you can contact the owners and say, I disagree with the things that you are supporting politically, so I will either not be using your business, I will be finding someone else to do business. I mean, it's always nice to be polite about it, but if you say, like, here are my values, if you want to capture me as a customer, this is a great way of getting this, like, stop contributing to causes that hurt people. So some companies are much more vocal about things they support.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it easy to say, this is something that works for me and something that doesn't work for me. It has warmed my heart to see companies like Neighborhood Fiber Company and Knitted Wit and Black Trillium come out and say, here are our values, here are the things. And Neighborhood Fiber Company is really leading the charge on this, because I think there has been one of the colorways that supports a cause. Colorways for a Cause, I think, is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's every other month. And it's been going on for a while.
So they're politically very active.
They are. And it's obviously we really like them, and we really like the progressive politics that they support. So
and
it's important.
And we like their product.
Yes, it's spectacular. Yes, that goes without saying.
Yeah, well.
So one other thing I wanted to mention is we do take that into account when we take on sponsors or advertisers on the show. You won't hear, we will never do beauty products. We will never do pharmaceuticals. And if it's a company that doesn't have a good track record as far as employees are concerned or workplace stuff is concerned, we don't take those on. We actually are very, very choosy about our sponsors. So that's what you know about us. I want to say the thing we always say, which is if you are not yet registered, please register. And if you are, if you have registered in the past, check your registration status. If you want double bonus points, make sure that your friends are registered. If they are not, or have them check their registration. It takes just a second. Not a second. It takes like 2 minutes. But it's worth it. And you can say, hey, I'll order your coffee while you check your registration status. And then you're caffeinated and registered to vote. See? Win-win.
Good plan.
Make sure you're in contact with your representatives. We really like using the ResistBot app. It is so convenient. I particularly like using it through Facebook because they've got little push-button shortcuts that's even faster than texting, which I love.
Oh, you have to show me that.
Oh, it's so cool. And then our outlines and discourse for our thread and our Instagram feed, etc., purloined lovingly with her permission and blessing. My Instagram feed and website are safe spaces to share civil discourse. Different viewpoints are okay, but it's not okay to make fiery or sarcastic comments at me or others. Do you have anything you want to add for this?
No, not really.
Okay, I think we're covering it pretty well.
Yes.
If you have something you would like us to address, please let me know. I'm not great at Twitter. I'm still working on it. Twitter is something I'm still getting comfortable with using, but I found out about a couple of things through Twitter, and if you want to PM me, that's great. And you can also put suggestions in the What Do You Want to Hear About thread or the episode thread. Pretty much any way of getting a hold of us is a good way of saying, hey, I'd love to hear some discussion about this, because we might not have thought of it. All right, is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a word from our sponsors. No matter what you need, the Barmaids have you covered from head to toe. Face pudding to keep you smiling, Lolo lips to keep them kissable, probiotic deodorant for keeping you fresh as a rose, O for feet's sake to keep your feet soft and sandal ready, and the Lolo body bar for everything in between. You can find all this and more at bar-maids.com.
It's when knitting attacks!
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
Tell me about your knitting this week.
Well, I need to figure out how to use Knit Companion for the vitamin D cardigan because I missed something when you explained it to me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm back to a post-it note and hashtags, and I don't think I should put a post-it note on my iPad. Maybe not, huh?
You know there's tutorial videos on the...
That's exactly what I need.
Okay, I'll show you how to find them.
Thank you.
I believe they're linked within the app. Remember when we used to sit together and knit? I was going to say, the next time we sit down and knit, Taylor.
Yeah, when was the last time we did that?
It's been a few years.
Yeah.
It's been a while. All right. Well, how else is your knitting doing?
I think I'm pretty okay. My socks are all coming along nicely.
Mm-hmm.
The problems aren't with my knitting.
User error?
Nope. Knitting is relatively fine.
Okay. Well, then let's move on to the next segment. This week, I am so excited to be reviewing Amy Herzog's Ultimate Sweater Book, The Essential Guide for Adventurous Knitters. This was sent to us by the nice people over at Abrams Publishing. It retails for $24.99 US, $31.99 Canadian, and £18.99 in the UK. I'm so excited to be reviewing this, and here are some biases that we start our review with. And I think it's important to state our biases. I really like Amy Herzog. I really am excited about what she has brought to the knitting community as far as discussing fit and things like that is concerned, how to measure yourself, her other books, Fit to Flatter.
Knit to Flatter.
Thank you.
Knit, wear love, and you can knit that.
And this is book number 4, I believe, the Ultimate Sweater Book.
Mm-hmm.
So she's already talked about how to hit fit, and she doesn't reiterate it a ton in this book, which I like, that she's not just repeating the other 3 books.
What I liked is that she had a segment on how to take measures properly, and it's illustrated, so you can look at the picture and see where you need to measure. I was very impressed by that.
So I wanted to do a live one of these where you measure me and we have a video set up.
We can do that.
Because a lot of times people are uncomfortable about figuring these out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to do it on YouTube because I keep having problems with the videos not saving on Instagram or crashing out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the way we're going to go. But If I do, I'll send out a thing on social media so you have a heads up before we do it.
Very good.
Because I do want to start. I have a sweater I want to start, but I will talk about that later. I do like how it's illustrated. I like how the photos are clearly labeled,
mm-hmm.
and it shows you what you need to measure to mm-hmm. get measurements, because mm-hmm. we did have a rather heated debate at Knitting Group a couple of months ago about where you measure and how many measurements you need for a sweater and which measurements you need for a sweater. There's some math in this, and this fits really, really well with the #ChooseYourOwnAdventureCal, mm-hmm. because she talks about how to build a sweater mm-hmm. the way you want it to be built in fairly, I would say, pretty easy terms. There's good description on stitch patterns and things like that. You get the basic shapes from the bottom up. So on one hand, it's a little bit like, in a couple of different gauges. So it's a little bit like the Ann Budd books, except with more guidance.
She has master shaping formulas, and there are tables for styles in sport, worsted, and Aran. And the sizes go from 36.5 bust to 64-65, mm-hmm. which is a really good range. Yep. And then she has drop shoulder, raglan, yoke, and set-in sleeve styles, which I think covers it. And each one of these is presented in pullover or cardigan. So it kind of strikes me as something that we would do in knitting class, in sewing class, when you look at something this way and the other way and what your style options are. And I really like the idea and the flexibility. And yep, you make your own. It's like choose your own adventure and what you want to knit, what yarn you want to knit with, what style you want to knit, how you want your sleeves.
If you want to bring something from another pattern,
mm-hmm.
this is better than what I wanted to do for the Choose Your Own Adventure Cal. I'm not ashamed to say she did this idea better than me. This idea I had a month ago or whatever it was in May.
Mm-hmm.
Books take a lot longer than that to put together. So clearly this was a need that was there. I am so excited that there are mathematic formulas in here on how to calculate stuff, along with examples so you can follow along
mm-hmm.
and do the math as you go, with the separate parts broken down into formulas and measurements, and like, you need this measurement and this measurement. And it just makes me so happy, because this felt like...
It feels like you can take your measurements and then plug in your numbers.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about this. And the math feels achievable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of math. I went through like Algebra 2 in college, and that was all the math I did. You don't need calculus or trig to make this work. This is just algebra. Like ninth grade algebra. Not even college algebra. So that's the thing that people are going to be turned off by. But I'm going to say this. The more comfortable you get with thinking about knitting math as just knitting, the easier it's going to get. As soon as my brain clicked those things together,
mm-hmm.
math got easier for me. So even if you're hesitant about math, this is still a great book. You've got the basic constructions, and honestly, like, the other good way of learning how to do this stuff is to just do it. Do a bunch that are written from patterns, knit mm-hmm. a bunch of sweaters, big sweaters, small sweaters, that doesn't matter. They all have the same concepts, and you'll get the feel of it eventually. It took me a lot of socks before I figured out how to turn a heel without needing directions anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Things like that. The patterns themselves, I'm not super excited about. They're good basics. Actually, that's not true. I do like quite a lot, but I would change them because I normally do.
There's a fingering weight raglan.
Yes, so which I love.
Sock yarn.
Yeah.
And I really like that idea. I think that has a lot of potential for having something that you can wear year-round.
Mm-hmm, definitely. There's a hoodie that I really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
The jump shot hoodie kind of grabbed me. It feels like a good basic piece for your wardrobe
mm-hmm.
with a nice ribbed detail. I think this would look great with a fade stripe, like that they're so hot right now, or in a solid or in a speckled yarn. I opened the book and I saw this and I was like, I want to knit this sweater. This is the one that jumped out at me. This is the one that I'm probably going to swatch for because I have some stuff I picked up at Vogue that I'd like to start with. But that was the one that really jumped out at me, was the Jump Shot hoodie. And, I mean, there's nothing about it that I couldn't figure out myself. But I really, it really spoke to me.
I like the idea of raglan cardigans because they tend to fit better on an A-shaped figure.
Mm.
And I thought that a raglan cardigan would be something I can totally wear.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
There we go. I think that's what I'm going to knit. Maybe a raglan cardigan in a fingering weight.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So.
I really like this book. I'm so excited about this. I love a book that helps you customize and make you a more adventurous knitter. And that's exactly this. I'll probably link to this in the Choose Your Own Adventure Cal for parts of it because this is a... I don't need to reinvent the wheel. Amy Herzog did a great job.
Inventing the wheel,
explaining how the wheel has been invented.
Also, I like that every pattern has a schematic that you can then adjust to what you need.
Yes, precisely.
But it has a schematic, which I like.
Yes. All right. If this sounds like a book that you need on your bookshelf, and I'm hoping to have this episode out in time for Rhinebeck, so you can pick it up at Rhinebeck and get your stuff this year for your Rhinebeck sweater next year.
Mm-hmm.
This is Amy Herzog's Ultimate Sweater Book, the Essential Guide for Adventurous Knitters. It retails for $24.99 US, $31.99 Canadian, £18.99 in the UK. I am so excited about this book. Get it for your shelf if you need a little bit of help with this stuff. If you are already an adventurous knitter who mishmashes sweaters, you probably don't need this, but I am delighted. Your final thoughts?
I really like it. I think it's a buy it now.
Mine.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's on your shelf, that's fine.
All right. Alrighty, we'll link to this along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back? Or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother Dearest.
Lovey.
How is your sewing treating you?
Well,
sewing adventures.
I went to Pacific International Quilt Fest at the Santa Clara Convention Center with a girlfriend, and I had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
So there were lots of quilts to look at, and every year there are trends. So one year there were lots of quilts that were in pieces like a triptych or a five panel. Not so much this year. Then there was stuff over a number of years that was highly embellished with beads and stuff. Not so much this year. Or stuff sticking out.
Like three-dimensional, yeah.
Yep. Not so much this year. The thing that we found was a trend this year was there was writing quilted into the quilt.
Text? So,
yeah.
Cool.
Words and text, and was interesting. And it was highly political. Quilts have always been political. And
art has always been political, but quilts especially.
And thinking back to the Underground Railroad, quilts pointed the way.
The Revolution, too, the American Revolution. They hung quilts of different colors on the line. Oh, now that I've said that, I feel like that might just be on TV, but I'm pretty sure that's a real thing.
That was from Spies, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well.
But I believe that's based on something real.
A kernel of truth, at least.
Yes. It's not called Spies. It's got a different name, but it's the Spies show about the Civil War. The American Revolution.
American Revolution, yes. So it was very interesting, and we managed to see everything. I think there may have been less vendors this year, but...
Fewer vendors?
Yes, fewer vendors. And so we looked at the quilts in the morning, and then... When we were exhausted, we had lunch, And after that, we did vendors and looked at what we liked.
Cool.
And didn't pick up a whole lot of stuff. I thought I'd go look at my favorite quilting kit place.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find them.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, it was really, really interesting and very, very political. A whole lot of political quilts. Not usually the political quilts come from overseas.
Mm-hmm. Not this year?
This year it was very heavily political.
Interesting.
And there was also a thing from a quilting group. And their prompt had been Van Gogh.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was given a piece of black, blue, orange, and pale yellow fat quarter. And they had to make a 20 by 20 small quilt.
Yeah.
And that was really interesting. So I guess this group does something every year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was Wicked.
Cool.
And this year it was Van Gogh, and it was very interesting. So, PIQF.
That's the recap.
Yep.
Okay.
And sewing class.
How is that going?
Terrible. I am so frustrated.
I'm sorry.
I feel behind all the time. I feel dense. I listen to the lecture, and then I can't reproduce what she's teaching. And some of my other classmates videotape.
They record it
so they can play it back. And I think I should start doing that. And the project is drafting a jacket.
Which is challenging. You said this is challenging beforehand.
And she said this is the hardest, jackets are the hardest thing to do in when you're presenting a line.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to draft a jacket and pair it with a skirt or a pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done pants yet. That's coming up. So
remember on Project Runway, this stuff is hard for everybody. And most of the time they don't do pants on Project Runway because those are challenging too.
Well, I'm utterly frustrated. And I don't bounce in. I don't skip in. I drag in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I worked so hard in this summer. There was so much to do. And I was always showing up to class and getting my work done and doing my readings. And it seems not working this semester. So I am disappointed in myself and I'm frustrated and just sad.
Is it that you're struggling with the techniques? Or is it that you're struggling with the draft? Which part is, because your sewing is on point. You've sewn this stuff before. But is it just the drafting that's just, she said? What's the part that you're struggling with? Let's see if we can get you some extra help.
Like a tutor?
Like a tutor. Why not? We've got enough sewing friends. I'm sure we could make them an offer that would be worthwhile for them. If this was math or science or history or English literature, we'd get you a tutor. Why not a sewing tutor?
The book and the technique she shows aren't always the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the book could use some serious editorial
help.
Mm-hmm. And
is this the teacher who has the videos online?
Yes.
And you're watching the videos and you're still having a hard time?
No. The videos are of her sewing. Those are on point. The thing the others are videotaping is the lectures where she explains how we get to the pattern.
Do you want to take a tripod and you can record it on your phone? And that way you don't have to hold your phone while you're doing it. You can take notes and record it.
I could do that. I don't know. I'm just.
Let's find a solution. Let's figure out where you're getting frustrated. And fix the part that you're getting frustrated with.
Yeah, because I'm not enjoying this. And I want to sew for myself, and also I need to stop acting like a petulant child. So the teacher said that this isn't to create a wardrobe, it's to learn technique. And I'm still stuck on, I don't want to sew stuff that nobody can wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sew it out of the ugliest fabric I can find. Isn't that kind of, I'm going to cut off my nose to spite my face?
Mm-hmm. I know that working with things that are hideous usually enhances my enjoyment of that.
So I picked up a fabric to use for lining.
Mm-hmm.
That is garish and just horrific and awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teacher had some fabric that was too much, but it's plenty for myself and my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went in the same bag as my lining.
Mm-hmm.
And they look good together.
Huh.
So, yeah, I'm just frustrated and I need to get over myself.
We'll get you a tutor. I'll send you with the tripod and the thing so you can record the lecture and take your notes. And then we'll get you a tutor. We have a plan.
So, and then there was something. Oh, I found remember I was complaining about the invisible zipper?
Yes.
So I watched a video by Kenneth D. King on how to put in an exquisite invisible zipper. And I didn't even have to buy a zipper foot,
mm-hmm.
because he does this with a regular zipper foot, not an invisible zipper foot. And for one thing, he uses a hemostat to pull the tab of the invisible zipper through.
So fun story. We put a hemostat. Mom says, I need a hemostat. Where would I buy one? And so I found it online.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew and I share an Amazon cart. And he was putting things in there. And he said, why is there a surgical tool in our Amazon cart? And I said, oh, it's a sewing thing for Mom. And he totally believed me.
Well, it is. I have quilting tweezers.
Yeah.
And I need to see if the quilting tweezers would be an option.
Well, your hemostat's coming tonight.
Oh, excellent. And I took sewing classes because what I really wanted to do is recreate my sloper, which mm-hmm. has been AWOL.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't happened.
Do we pay someone to make you a sloper?
Despite the fact that making a sloper is chapter 3 in our outrageously overpriced, mm-hmm. no, it's our outrageously priced textbook.
Which we found used online. For much less.
That I already had.
Oh, great. So now you have two of them.
Yes.
You win.
So I found the class I want.
Okay.
It is called French
Pattern Making. Is it at school? Or is it elsewhere?
It is offered at Kenyatta College.
Oh. Well, there you go. It's a bit of a drive, but...
And yeah, and it's one night a week from 6 to 9:30.
Okay.
So.
You'll have to get used to staying up a little bit later because the drive back is about an hour, if I recall. Almost an hour. Maybe not at 9:30 at night.
Yeah, Sam was not comfortable letting me gallivant around that route time of night.
See if you can carpool with a friend. We have Ask a Knitting Group. See if somebody else wants to take it. I'm sure I can think of at least one person, if not three people from our knitting group who would want to take that class and might not mind if you drive up and they drive back. If you carpool together.
Okay.
Or if you just kick in for gas.
Let's do that then.
Yeah. There are solutions to all of these problems.
Yeah, but I need to talk to somebody about the problems before we can come up with solutions.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, somebody.
I am somebody. All right, is that it?
That's it.
Well, it sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank the Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any feedback to me, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, pretty much everywhere is Knit More Girls. And if you haven't already joined our Ravelry group, you absolutely should. It's full of fantastic people and some really invigorating conversation. Remember, this is Jasmine.
And Gigi.
Telling you to knit more.